Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So what is the name of our potential son? Saga continues. It's very stressful to Katie, the people in our life, and so we're scouring the deep recesses of our family trees.
My mom did a lot of work yesterday.
And I don't know if you've ever gone through like old photos of old family members, but you ever, I'm like, Katie's got a great, great, great grandma that is smoking hot. I mean, hey, what was her name? Helen?
Ilya?
Ilya could get it in 1898, bro. I'm telling you, if I came up on her in the horse and buggy.
I mean, she was very pretty. I was like, when she sent the picture, I was like, I don't know. I just feel like sometimes you get those like old pictures of, you know, these black and white, and you're like, oh, okay. We didn't really take care of ourselves as well back then.
Oh, they all looked the same back then.
You ever looked back at great great grandpa, like the one you're related to, and you go, who is that? Wait, you ever done that?
I have never
admit
done
it.
That. No,
admit it.
I have not.
I think,
but maybe we need
some
to get
people,
a,
yeah,
we
some
need
people,
a picture
some
of
people listening,
Ilya's husband. I need to see what Ilya's husband looked like. Surely he was a catch.
And hopefully. Yeah. That's so wild.
Did you find some crazy names? Ilya's an option. Really?
I mean, I think
still
we've
got an Oscar deep in there. Oscar, it's like borderline cool. I don't think it's there.
I don't think it is, no.
We're like, this is Oscar. You think wieners and grouches.
Yeah, there's no.
What about Skur?
Yeah, yeah. Oss.
Oss.
Ossie.
Wizard of Osk.
Osk. Osk.
Oshkosh Begoshker.
Yeah, Trey's kind of going off in an interesting direction. I feel like he's what you've kind of like paused on Kenny, Eddie, and Oscar.
Yeah, that's just it's just a homie, man.
Those are blue collar names.
Yeah, those are guys you feel comfortable around. You can
hang. An electrician, a plumber, and a sheetrocker. Those are your three options.
Yeah. Well, Thomas is so, you know, real, and Eva, we need kind of a man's man in the house. This is Bert.
Oh.
Something like that.
Hank.
Hank. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Jim.
Garth.
So, I like Joe, but we can't find anyone in our family tree named Joe.
So. I think that's fine. You can still name your kid what you want, right? Or is that...
But it's just like, it just feels like,
yeah, that's
what are
you? I'll look
thoughts?
It up, but I think you can do
look
that.
It up.
Are you guys in Kansas or Missouri?
What are your thoughts on though? Like, we, our kids get older and we're like, Thomas, you're the fourth. You are named after all these men. Eva, your great grandmother and your great great grandmother.
Just avoid this conversation.
That might be where we're at. We can't bring up the, you go, why am I, wait, Dad, your name Thomas too? You go, coincidence.
Huh. I didn't even think about that. Hi, I guess. Oh. Yeah. Anyway.
Huh.
Guess we go to Six Flags.
Let's change
the subject. Let's go to comments, y'all. Okay. But we had a great episode today, recapping lots. And let us know what we should name our children. That's what we're going to have to do at some point. Just let the listeners decide.
Shout out
the Recties. I met a lot of y'all on the road saying, Recty. And it never gets old. Love you guys. Please. Yeah, leave us a comment on YouTube. Go follow us there and share this episode with a friend. All right, roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Feeling good, Katie? You feeling good? I gotta go see a basketball game in person for a long time.
Oh yeah, I just heard about that.
Yeah, did you hear this through the grapevine?
Grapevine.
I met, like, I think a friend of a friend of yours helped me get into the building.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, man.
You know, I was like, yeah, this girl that I used to know from this thing back in the day snuck Trey in last night to her suite. I was like, what?
It was great. Shout out Brooklyn, dude.
Okay, I don't know if that was her name or that's like where she came from. I don't know who this
girl she's
is.
Mormon, so not okay. Brooklyn.
Okay. Okay.
New Jersey there. Side of anything. What?
There's definitely a Y in that Brooklyn if she's Mormon.
Yeah, a couple Ys. And well, I went to the Big 12 basketball tournaments in Kansas City. And I circle it every year. It's so fun. And the basketball gods, God himself, was watching over me because my team of the Pokes happened to play at 8:30 p.m. You go, oh my God.
That seems
the kids are down at 8. Yeah. You know, Katie, I said, Katie, lay your butt down. Katie laid down. I did clean the kitchen, got the kids bathed, did everything, got them down, and I left. But our issue was so the way that it works is there's like four games a day for this tournament. And you buy a ticket for the first two games combined or the ticket for the next two games.
First session or second session.
So me and my buddies are kind of last minute. I mean, these tickets are $10. These teams are the worst teams in the league. No one's there. No one's there. So we're not worried about it. But I think this new day and age with technology and stuff, like back in the day, if, you know, the team you played first, those fans would walk out. You'd be like, hey, I'll give you $5 for the ticket. And they'd hand it to you and you'd walk in with it.
Okay.
But now everything's on the app.
Okay.
So then we get there and I'm starting to realize, one, you can't just buy them anymore. You go online. But for some reason, once we waited too long and all the tickets were like hundreds of dollars. So we get to downtown and we're like trying to figure this out. I'm walking. I go, the team before us is BYU. So I'm like, guys, I'm feeling good. I'm going to meet somebody. All right. First BYU fan I pass goes, are you Trey Kennedy?
We're in.
And then beyond that, she goes, I'm friends with Scott. Like she, like we all have mutual friends.
Great.
You know, Scott, he's part of Mormon leg. Mormon friends. They're everywhere. So I go, can I have your tickets? She goes, yeah, of course. No problem. So we get the app. Oh, I put in my info and it won't let us transfer it, I guess. Whatever. So I'm up there. I'm going, oh, what are we going to do? We're thinking about just bailing or spending way too much money. And then I get a call from a random number and it's her. Cause I'd typed in the info. So I was almost didn't answer. I'm like, I think she's calling me, but I'm like, she didn't seem that weird. So I answer. She's like, hey, my friends have tickets in the suite. I go, thanks so much. And this nice middle-aged man named Dave just went out of his way to get us up in a suite. And we hung out with Dave for the first half. And it all worked out. Go Pokes. We won.
How big is the suite? Is it just Dave and your friends?
It was like an Edward Jones suite. So they worked for, it was great. Dave walked in real nice and he brought over, he's like, this is Molly. She's kind of hosting this suite. And you could tell this woman kind of had spent all day networking and kind of got up and talked to us. And we're like, you could just sit back down.
You've done it. We're not clients. Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry about us.
But we got in. It was a great night. Go Pokes. Go basketball.
Katie, what'd you do?
And I had a walking taco. And I was real quick.
What's a walking taco?
Oh! You know what? Sometimes it gets old.
Well, then take me out.
You know what a crudite is, don't you?
Yeah.
You know what endive is. Because
You're taking me to fancy restaurants. You're not taking me to basketball games.
It's a Dorito bag. Well, Doritos has been smart because people used to get the regular Dorito bag and open it and put a bunch of like taco meat and stuff in it. Mm. And they've made an actual branded walking taco bag.
Good for them.
Long, easy to use. I go ground meat in there. And it's near the hot dog stand. I go, I think this would be good. I go, relish ketchup mustard. I was chastised by everyone around me. I go, it's a walking burger.
Because it was just
Does that not make sense?
Walking
chips,
dog.
Ground meat.
Nacho cheese, Dorito chips, ground beef, sweet relish, mustard, ketchup.
Yeah, hey, where are you headed? I'm going to go walk the dog real quick.
Yeah, bro. The walking dog. Walking crunchy dog.
What's a crudite?
Did I say that right? Crudite?
I think it's crudite.
Is that like when you see that on a menu, that's just like an assortment of vegetables?
An assortment of raw vegetables, yes.
Mm. I was in a meeting this morning. I learned a new word. I had to stop the guy right there. I was like, I don't know what word you're saying. He goes, you know, we work with some brands that are a little more endemic. And obviously we've done some that are not endemic. And I go, pause. Are we talking about COVID?
Low iron?
Yeah. Are you trying to say epidemic or anemic? I know those words. Have you guys heard this word?
Endemic.
Endemic.
I've heard it. I don't ask me to define it.
Yeah, endemic. He's like, oh, I've been in sales 20 years. Sorry, it's like it's corporate jargon.
He said there's a product that's endemic.
And it, obviously we work with some brands that are non-endemic.
I get like they endemic, like inclusive?
Kind of. It would be like if you work in football, some endemic brands would be like, you know, Wilson or Russell or whatever. And non-endemic brands would be like DoorDash as like a sponsor. They're not a football brand, but they're still interested. Non-anemic.
Hmm.
That's my word of the day.
I don't understand that. Have you ever been tempted in a combo? I'm trying to think of lingo and, you know, comedy or something. Be like, you know, someone would be like, oh, nice tag right there. And they go, what? they look at their shirt and they go, have you ever been tempted? I don't get when I talk to people and they go, yeah, over the, yeah, you know, well, the, we were doing the RCFO and the, and you go, no one knows what you're talking about.
Yeah,
why do you think don't you know really? That we
why
don't
do you
know?
Think that, oh, I'm just, that's how I talk every day. Yeah, not to me. That bothers me so much. I go, what?
Why don't you have the awareness to like understand that there is a lexicon? If you're talking to another electrician, yes, go for it. But not me.
Not me.
You know, look how I'm dressed. Don't talk to me about 120 versus 140. Uh-huh. I don't know. Yeah, that's the worst.
Katie, feeling good?
Yeah, I just haven't been able to really breathe out of my nose for about 3 weeks.
That's really bothering her.
It really is.
Yeah, it's really what have you a tried?
Don't I sound a little weird? I feel like I've just sounded weird for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Tiny bit. I had it bad, but this doesn't bother me. I just sleep like this. And it really doesn't bother me. How but the, that? It really freaks you out.
I wake up like 10 times a night going, like my mouth is so dry. I'm just like drinking water and yeah, I don't like that.
You know, as a lifelong nasally sinus problem, deviated septum guy, I'm just built for this.
I mean, that's what it is.
I'm used to having a sandpaper tongue in the morning. And you have to peel it off the roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. I have had one sinus infection in my entire life. I've never had issues with my sinuses. And it's just.
Are you like so congested that you can't taste things? Is it blocked?
That
sucks when you get a cold and you just.
Yeah,
like,
I can taste, but I just can't, especially at night when I lay down. It's like it just shuts closed.
Why are you sleeping like a recliner or something? You know, kind of sit upright a little bit, get a little drainage.
I tried to sit up last night. I should have just gone to a chair. We have a perfectly good chair I could sit in tonight, probably, but I tried.
Should have slept in a chair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She laid next to me and was propped all the way up.
I was propped all the way up. And then I was just like,
did you sleep like that?
I probably could have.
Too upright.
I mean, I can sleep in a lot of, yeah, I could probably sleep like that. But yeah, I mean, just because I'm pregnant, I've already done my max dose of like Afrin. That's the only thing that has helped me so far, but I can't do it anymore because I've done my like max dose.
What is the difference in Afrin and epinephrine? The same?
Epinephrine is like an EpiPen, I'm pretty sure.
It is.
So I don't think it's the
same. What's an aphrodisiac?
Yeah, see, is that's that all, yeah.
Yeah.
What
those
is
are
an afro?
Different. Those are different.
And it bothers me when doctor stuff, they say, what are the two pain relievers? What are they called?
Acetaminophen? Uh-huh. Yeah. And
it's like an Eminem song. Acetaminophen! Acetaminophen, epinephrine!
That's Tylenol. Oh my gosh, why can't
you take ibuprofen? Huh?
Ibuprofen is.
Ibuprofen.
No, but the like the medical term for it is not. It's.
Naproxen. Dude, did I just call that? But is doctors will say this to you, like, give them acetaminophen. I go, give me the brand.
Tell me,
dude.
Yeah, Advil or no?
That's crazy.
Which one is it?
Yeah. Advil is the same. Wait, it's.
Sure, you guys, Katie, don't look.
Acetaminophen. Oh, and then NSAIDs.
NSAIDs.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't want to. Give them NSAIDs.
I wasn't.
Non-sterile AIDS?
Got to rebrand that.
No kidding.
It does always say NSAID. What is the.
You'd think I'd be a little more familiar with that acronym. I've heard of the M&M version.
Non-steroidal NSAIDs anti-inflammatory drug.
I'm saying, man. Anyway. You're good. Mm-hmm. You're doing better. Feeling good.
I mean, other than that, I'm good. Yeah.
Is ibuprofen part of the AIDS group?
It's part of the NSAIDS group.
Thank you. That's mm-hmm. the one I was referring to.
Yep.
Got it.
All right. Yeah. Feeling the baby like a lot last night, Trey. Did you feel it was like going crazy?
Yeah, it was going. Happening.
Yeah.
It's happening.
I really love finding new like treats and snacks for the kids, especially mm-hmm. now that we have Eva. She's like every 10 minutes, knack.
That little girl can eat.
Last night she ate 10 chicken nuggets, almost a whole banana, a few bites of rice, 3 carrots, and a half of a perfect bar.
It's getting comical.
For dinner.
Perfect bars are good.
Perfect bars are really good. It's almost comical. She's now like.
Where does it all go?
Every 30 minutes.
She's
I don't know.
Skinny. She's just going so snack. Skinny. Knack.
But she fills up them diapers.
Yeah. But I always find really awesome stuff on Thrive Market.
That's proud sponsor. That's where I get
like all the kids' snacks. That's where I get, you know.
And they have mac and cheese, and they have like a better choice for mac and cheese.
Better choice for mac. A lot more ingredients. Way more snacks that have like no sugar for the kids, which is what I'm always looking for.
Yep. Thrive Market makes it easy. With thousands of healthier swaps from brands like Goodles Mac and Cheese. We love it.
We love.
Simple
They're
Mills.
Great.
We love it. Poppy. Mm-hmm. We love so many more, all vetted before they hit the site. So you just trust Thrive. Mm-hmm. If it's on there, it's going to be a healthier option for you. So, no hidden fees instead of paying delivery fees, service charges, or tips every order, which, by the way, huge problem. I tip on these apps and the guy does a terrible job. I go, like, how do I get the tip back?
Yeah, I'm pre-tipping, assuming he will be more inclined to do a good job.
That's a good point.
But still don't.
Yeah, so I could be spending way more on delivery fees, or just pay $5 a month for a Thrive Market membership.
Definitely worth
it. Pretty good
it.
Deal.
Yeah.
So ready to make some healthy swaps and become a member? Join Thrive Market with our link, thrivemarket.com/correctopinions. Support the show. Go to Thrive Market, Thrive, thrivemarket.com/correctopinions, and you'll get 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. Oh my gosh.
So that's 30% off of like your groceries.
Free $60 gift. ThriveMarket.com/correctopinions. I finally, for the first run in like 5 runs, had sunglasses. Thank goodness. I was walking around these beautiful day. I'm a sunglasses guy.
You don't want to squint and run.
No. And so LA got them. Thank goodness. My Warby Parkers put them in the back. Boom. Stylish. Affordable. I mean, I've been rocking Warbys for a literal decade. And now they're a proud sponsor. We have a great deal for y'all. So listen to the end of this ad read. It's an unbelievable deal to get some sunglasses or eyeglasses, whatever you need. Prescription glasses that start at $95.
Whoa.
You can get quality and style at an affordable price. Warby Parker doesn't just offer incredible prescription glasses, y'all. Everything you need for happier eyes, online eye exams, contacts, sunglasses.
They do it
all in one place. And they have over 300 retail stores in the U.S., Katie has her Warby. She loves them.
I tried them on with a little virtual try-on on their website. It like puts it on your face. It's awesome.
Covered by major eye insurance plans. So go now. Warby Parker gives you quality, better-looking prescription eyewear at a fraction of the going price. Our listeners get 15% off plus free shipping when they buy 2 or more pairs. How about that? Prescription glasses. 2 or more pairs, 15% off, and free shipping. So go to warbyparker.com/correctopinions. That is warbyparker.com/correctopinions. Or 15% off when you buy two pair of glasses at warbyparker.com/correctopinions. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard of us. Please show us some love. Support us. Tell them we sent you. warbyparker.com/correctopinions.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Is it weird to refer to it as it, since you guys don't know the gender on this one?
A little bit, yeah.
I remember that being weird, like it. Calling, yeah.
Pronouns are it, that.
You just call it they.
Them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm starting to refer to our oldest as it. it's been nuts lately. got his haircut. Dude said, but we're about to potty train. Drop your prayers and comments. What we need to do. We put this off for a while. We're getting after it full, just going for it. And he says, if he gets fully potty trained, he said, Dad, I'm ready to go through a car wash. This has been his kind of great white whale in his life. For a year plus, he's been like, man, what's a car wash like? And I'm like, we could take you through it. He's like, no.
It's because my dad.
I need more time.
My dad took him through one and he got traumatized.
Yeah. He's like, I got to go back in there. He's like, there's big dryers in them, right? Yeah, man.
There's a lot more than that.
Huh? And we've been working through this for over a year.
It'll learn.
But truly, out of nowhere, we were just riding in the car the other day and he goes, you know what, Mom? Once I'm potty trained, I'm going to go through a car wash.
Yeah.
I said, okay.
Baby steps.
Oh, that's right. He's becoming a young man.
Yep. It was funny. And he told our neighbor that. He's just telling everyone that now. Yeah.
I'm going to get a car wash soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to potty train. I'm going to go to car wash and I'm going to get a cell phone.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Man, but when's the last sporting event you went to? You watched?
I probably went to a Chiefs game this year. Yeah. That's about all I do.
Chiefs are back, by the way. I've been having this argument with people. Travis, some people are a little bummed. Travis Kelce taking $15 million out of our cap space. He's marrying Taylor Swift. I mean, that take $5 million off that. Let us get a decent.
Yeah, should he pay us?
Yeah, you go. Yeah, wait a second.
Wait, he got paid $15 million to like stay on the team. Is that what you're saying?
One more year, $15 million for the year,
and he's married to Taylor Swift.
He's getting married to Taylor Swift.
His marriage to Taylor Swift will bring in more than $15 million to the Chiefs.
So you're saying that he's worth it?
Yeah.
But I'm saying he's going to have so much money, maybe he could help.
I'm just saying
that's a good point, too.
It doesn't matter. They're going to get married this year, and that's going to be the biggest news and press ever, and he's going to be on the Chiefs, and that's going to bring the Chiefs way more than $15 million.
Do you think he's coming back because of the marriage? He's heard so much. First year's the hardest. I can't be retired. I got to get out of here every now and then. Isn't that funny that they're real people? Like they're going to live a life. They're going to be in one of the 9 mansions they have, and they'll just be fighting. Isn't that crazy? Like, $15 million mansion in Rhode Island. And he's like, it doesn't matter if we have big forks and little forks. They're all the forks. They go in one fork station. She's like, Travis, I'll set it once. I've said it a million times.
When you load it in the dishwasher, I like the tongs down.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't fit as well that way when the tongs are down.
You know what? I'm going to go run drills in the backyard. Fine. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. And they fight like that. They're real people.
In her song from Lace album, she looks... He makes her want to have a basketball goal outside and just live
in the suburbs,
just a normal life.
You think she's going to keep it up? How long does she sustain this? Is she going to make the next album? It's going to be this beautiful, like relatable album of marriage.
Yeah.
She's going to keep doing it, huh?
It just seems too easy for her. She puts them out so quickly and like, it's not like, yeah.
Well, very few musicians for whatever reason have done. She's joined this bridge together. That's not how you say it. She's bridged this gap. Thank you. Between like influencer and singer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like not most songwriters, they go, all right, we'll just do some heartbreak songs. You don't really get to know them that well. And she's like, through the songs, just being an influencer. Like, here's all the details of my
yeah,
life.
Yeah. Instead of putting it on Instagram, it's just through the songs.
Instead of Instagram stories.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
It worked, you know, when you feel like you know them and you follow them. Oh, mm-hmm. I hope they're doing okay. And anyway, being at a sporting event, sometimes just being a bunch of other dudes is a good experience. Like we're sitting there.
Walking dog.
Me and just 4 boys, you know. And there's a middle-aged man a few rows back. We're in a different team's shirt from earlier in the day. You know, he can tell we're cheering for the Pokes.
Uh-huh.
Turns around, he goes, think you guys got this one, man. You guys got a good looking team. You know, you start to do that a little bit. Thanks, man. And then he's hollering back a couple times. Then he's feeling pretty comfortable. The Palm Squad comes out. He goes, man, they all look like sisters. Hot sisters. And we go, what?
You go, I was good. I was okay with you talking about our shooting guard.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were going to have cheerleader talk.
And
I didn't sign up for this.
And you go, this is remarkable. I go, these women are 3 years older than my babysitters.
I mean, some of them are 19.
Sir, we are so old. This is getting kind of...
Hot you always, sisters.
When you were 24, you'd talk to weird old men. They'd be like, those girls are hot. You'd be like, yeah. I mean, you're weird, but yeah. Now you go, it's kind of almost illegal what you just said. Yeah. Like, gosh. I don't
keep like they down. Are illegal, but just barely. Some of them, just barely.
But that's just being around a bunch of guys, man. You get to just
see there by himself.
He was there with his son, it appeared, who was maybe, you know, 20. The son wasn't turning around. He's probably like, Dad does this.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that's too bad, actually.
They're like, when son, go get one of them girls.
Yeah, which hot sister are you picking out?
Yeah.
That's so, that's the amount of, I can probably 20 times at a sporting event where some weird old man, when the pom sled comes out, it's like, my favorite part or something. Yeah. They love that.
That's kind of common. And it just never crossed my mind to like, I don't know, like, how do you even like verbalize what they're doing? It's like to acknowledge that you enjoy looking, lusting after women that you don't know. Just like in front of everyone, like
that are 30 years younger than you.
When the cheerleaders come out, you know, or whatever. That's so odd. It's so odd.
It's so weird. Could like imagine being 50 years old and like I'm gonna, you know what? I'm gonna blurt it out. You know, you're like, or and your family's around. You're like, oh, I like this. It's so bizarre.
Two pieces today. It went with two pieces. I like that. I like that.
Ew.
It's so weird. So I'm gonna look. So I prepared. This is all marriages, man. You just got to prepare the other for what you need, what happens. So weeks ago, I said Big 12 tournament happens once a year. I blocked the calendar. I'm very excited. I lucked out the 8:30 games. I go, Katie, if they win, they play. They're gonna play every night until they lose. Now this team's not very good. There's a good chance they win one. And there's a decent chance they win tonight. I go, Katie, let me go. I'll go two. I swear I won't go three.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm just, if the two, and that's it. And I promise if they win, I won't go three. And that, because that would be, now here's one thing I want to remind you. This is like a one in a million chance. But if the Pokes pull off a miracle run and they get to the championship Saturday, what do we think?
What time would that game be?
That game's at 5 p.m., which is a, you know, not as ideal.
I don't.
And we have plans to be like cleaning poop off the ground from my toddler figuring it out. And so.
Yeah. So unfortunately, you definitely can't.
But it's like a big deal and it'd be really, really fun. And it's like so rare.
Yeah. It's, you can watch
I
on
barely
TV.
Even follow college basketball, but I feel like what you're proposing, I mean, there's no chance of happening, right?
Oh, yeah. I said one in a million.
Yeah, so
you're right. You're right. Thank you. I mean, we don't need to start this. She's getting a little angry, and it's like one in a million chance. Look at her. Oh my gosh. Okay.
We walked off the whole weekend because
of course I don't
want to
go. Of course I don't want to go to that.
None of us want to go.
Potty train him at the arena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could take it.
Yeah. Good luck cleaning pee and poop off of the seats.
What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Had a tornado like go through our house and not our house. I mean, it's our neighborhood. Zero.
What did it do? Rip some limbs off?
Anything? Not even that.
Not even that.
Yeah, no. There was another thunderstorm last night. Way more branches down. No tornado. So EF0 is a bit of a myth, I think. I don't really know what happens there. But
see, it went through. Katie got the shout out, Katie. She got the kids up. I was on the road and she, you know, I'm up late. We're West Coast doing the shows. She's like, I'm up with the kids at 1 a.m. in the basement. I go, oh, this is sucks for everyone.
You're gone.
Shout out to you. You did it.
With sirens going off here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we woke up in the middle of the night, sirens going off. And it's like, oh, it's kind of pretty serious. You know, you check the radar. Oh, yeah, that's pink. That's not good. But at the same time, amidst the sirens and like the thunderstorm, you always hear people talk about like a tornado sounds like a train.
Yeah.
Rachel's like, should we go in the basement? I was like, I don't hear a train, do you? And I went right to bed. And then in the morning, she's like, a tornado went through our neighborhood. I was like, ah, no train sound.
No train sound.
I'm good.
See, that's because she's from up in Iowa. They don't get tornadoes as bad as.
I don't think they get them as bad. Not like Northeast Iowa.
Not like where you and I are from. We get them. Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Southwest Missouri.
Yeah, that's kind of the sweet spot.
And so Katie, she wasn't. Because, yeah, if I was here, I would have been like, no, I'm not getting out of bed.
Yeah.
I need to see at least EF3 before I'm getting my blood.
Here's my argument here. We did have a couple tornadoes growing up, but My argument is that I'm home alone with two children who are on the opposite side of the house and I'm pregnant. So if I did all of a sudden be set, lay there.
So the tornado could even get you up.
Laying there.
You have zero, can't get a pregnant girl up.
And I said, oh my gosh, I hear the train noise. It's close enough, I can hear the train noise. Now I have to run across the house and get two children out of their room separately while I'm pregnant and carry them downstairs. It's too late. We're dead.
Yeah, once you hear the train noise,
mm-hmm. Yep,
might be too late.
Yep.
I'm very proud of you. I mean, there was a lot to do. And the kids, you said they did good.
They did so good. They were just like, I like scooped them both up and took them down. We redid like under our stairs down here, like for Thomas's birthday, turned it into essentially a little kid playroom. There's a ball pit.
Ball pit looked fun.
Under stairs closet, I turned into a rocket ship. There's a bunch of stars and lights and steering wheels and stuff.
So I picked them up. I said, guys, really, we're going to go play in the rocket ship right now. In the middle of the night, and they were both just like looking at me, and we went into the rocket ship, and Thomas just kept going, "Can I go back to bed?" And Eva, I knew I just brought a handful of snacks, and she just said, and just ate snacks the entire time.
But dude, I love parenthood. Lets you be a kid again a little bit, and it's so sick under there. You got to check it out. I mean, I want to hang out there. I go, Katie, I'm not kidding. We should do a movie night in there. In the under closet, we should watch Age of Attraction in there. I cannot wait to watch that with you.
I don't know what that
Netflix is. Netflix's new dating show. We haven't watched it. It's out. It's the new dating show with all ages. So we'll watch this 6-year-old woman fall in love with like a frat boy.
Oh,
it's gonna be Love is Blind. Like they don't know.
Yeah, do they not know?
They don't. They can see each other.
Okay.
So there's like some level of knowing, but they don't know.
They don't know the age, but they can see.
So it's gonna be just like what you witnessed last night with the 50-year-old man commenting on the 19-year-old girls, yeah. Just like on a show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can tell, you know, they cast it really good where you go,
she does not look
this
that
guy's old. At least 32, right? And then it's like, oh my gosh, she's 20. Mm. And they're doing some of that. Oh, she looks great for 61. Well, she's actually 78.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if they go that
this
old.
This is going to be disturbing.
I'm down.
Okay.
Age of Attraction is what it's called.
Oh yeah, how gross.
Is what's his name, the host again?
Nick Lachey.
Nick Viall.
Yeah. Oh, Nick his Viall wife. Oh,
always a Nick.
Yeah, he has reality the shows, Nick Lachey. I think they got the a 20-year age gap or something.
The Knicks. They have him.
Watch out for the Knicks, man.
Lock on that market.
They really do.
Let's get to some correct opinions. I'll start.
Okay.
My correct opinion is, as a parent, you have the control, dare I say, the responsibility of what your child's interests are. And that's why I'm proud to say my son doesn't like Spider-Man.
Man, this is going to bite us in the butt so bad.
No. I've learned that you have control. So you ever gone around some people like, my kid, he's just addicted to the Pokemon. You go, well, stop buying him Mewtwo's. Yeah. Go, oh, Pikachu ran away. That's all.
Yeah, kind of direct him to baseball.
Thomas got a taste of Spidey, and you could tell his Spidey senses started tingling, dude. And I go, we gotta, and if we see him on the TV, I just like break the TV. You know, I go, oh, and we just got rid. Oh, Spidey, he got Spider-Man walkie talkies. That bummed me out. He hasn't really taken to the design. He just likes the walkie talkies. But yeah, we have successfully. There's a couple weeks where you go, Spidey, Spidey, Spidey. You go, well, how about this other thing? And yeah, we stop talking about Spidey. So I'm just saying, parents. Yeah, let your kids like what they like, but to just
think practically, really too.
Do you want to see a kid in a Spider-Man costume for the next 3 years? I don't.
Yeah. What are some things maybe that are a little more kid-friendly that you're pushing them towards instead?
We like the rocket ship outer space stuff.
Okay.
And that
galactic theme.
Right now I'm reading him books about outer space and I'm having a blast.
Dude, you could tell
Neptune's season lasts 21 years each. 21 years of winter. Imagine that at bedtime. You're learning fun facts.
It'd be hard to go to sleep.
And Spider-Man saved the day. Instead, I'm like, dude, Jupiter.
Yeah, it has a storm that never ends.
Could fit in. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, the sun. That was so stupid.
Yeah.
Jupiter's got Pluto.
Doesn't exist.
It's crazy. We grew up on. I'm getting to tell him stuff. Back in my day, Pluto was a planet. Now it's just a dwarf planet.
you could tie in the kind of the rocket theme with like kind of what's going on in the Middle East right now too, if you want to get into that, you know. That could be nice.
True. You could, and that's our plan.
He's getting old enough.
3 is outer space. Birthday 4, the theme will be war.
Gaza, and, yeah.
Yeah, just kind of foreign policy.
Yeah.
It'll be like, all right, we'll do kind of a backyard, like, capture the flag.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, you know, pick a side.
Yeah.
Israel, Palestine.
That makes sense. If he's potty trained, I think he'll love it.
You got to get him space underwear then, because Otto was so afraid to ruin his Spidey underwear. That was an incentive to.
Oh, I'm potty sorry. Do you have a Spidey son?
It's the worst. Man, I am so sick of Spidey and Friends.
Because now you're too far. You can't rip it out of his heart now.
Nope. Anytime we're at Walmart or something like that, he sees something Spidey. Yeah.
What you're is it about Spider-Man that boys are like? They go this way towards Batman.
They've made this show called Spidey and Friends, which is like
Spidey and
little
Friends.
Boy Spider-Man. And it's
Spin and Go Spider.
It like yeah, they
the rat
like
kids.
It's
oh, that's good.
It's got them.
Or is that what they call it?
They don't. I just came up.
I was gonna say that's good.
Don't they're gonna steal it.
Rat kids. Yeah. What did you say his name is? Go Spider.
Go Spider.
Uh-huh. Ghost Spider.
That's the female one.
Yeah.
And Spin is the black one.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting names.
Yeah.
There's Spidey and then there's Ghost Spider.
Yeah.
And then there's Friends. It's been.
And they're all friends.
Mercury, no atmosphere. I mean, I'm learning. Dude, it's so fun.
I just feel hotter like
hotter than an oven during the day, colder than your freezer at night.
I just feel like what isn't that you crazy? Did
good appliance comparisons.
Is like one of my mom's rules was like to just never say never about your kid, because if you say that, your kid is gonna do it. And so I'm not saying it's gonna be Spidey.
Just redirect.
But at some point, we're gonna now have to deal with some sort of addiction we don't like now.
He's never going to be the NBA.
So time to get him into theater.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying if that may, now it'll happen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I think, yeah, he's...
Uh-huh. Real side, really, I mean, a guy in the NBA had 83 points.
Oh, yeah, I've been meaning to look into that. How did he do it?
It's just unbelievable. I mean, it's crazy. Just a real quick side note. The guy in the NBA scored the second most points of all time.
And his name is Bam. Sounds like he's beyond Spidey and Friends.
Bam Adebayo, and he averages like 20 points a game. It's so weird. Very cool. He shot 43 free throws.
That'll do it.
But it was cool. A lot of these other players, when they were on a big hot streak, they would like, they're obviously winning the game handily, so they'd bench him or slow him down. And the Miami Heat said, they're like, give him the ball. He played all 48
run
minutes.
Run it up.
In the fourth quarter, like, keep giving him the ball. And there was funny footage at the end of the game where he's like triple teamed. And he's like not passing, trying to like get around them. Respect. That's how you should do it.
Yeah.
If you're hot, let's go. What's the point of this? Entertainment. Anyway, that's crazy and it blew my mind. But the outer space is great. And I'm gonna bring more outer space facts every week.
I tried to I've heard that about the underwear, like for potty training, like, oh my gosh, look at these, whatever. So I sat him down and was like, okay, what kind do you want? Let's look through Amazon. And I mean, he could have cared less.
Really?
I mean, he did not want to look at them at all. I was like, this one's outer space or this one's construction or whatever. And he was just like,
physically see them.
He's pretty obsessed with like becoming a big boy right now. Cool. That's clicking.
That is clicking.
So I think we just need to hype on
that. The type of underwear. So I just
get him underwear that has like a W-2 on it or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I should have gotten him car wash ones.
Car wash ones. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You wear these.
My dad successfully shielded me from soccer. I didn't even know it existed for years and years.
A lot of our generation.
Yeah.
It's funny when you're like, how is Europe so much better at soccer? It's like, they didn't have a generation of dads saying this makes you gay. that really hindered where U.S. soccer's at today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, no, go do it, Nancy. You get called that. Like, I guess I won't. Okay. I'll play baseball.
Yeah.
I know you're concerned about Spidey. Monster truck highlights are pretty awesome if they get obsessed with that.
Okay.
You won't get tired of turning on Monster Jam and seeing a monster truck do a backflip or a front flip.
I could do monster truck because we're getting out of the watching videos of excavators, which gets a little old. But I'm excited about space. Dude. The star, our sun is a star. Like, you forget about that. It's just a star. And all those stars out there are another sun.
Our sun was a star. Like, Thomas.
Our sun, Thomas, is a star.
Yeah. I was like, what?
In the making.
No.
Wow.
Okay. That's my correct opinion.
Good one.
Okay. My correct opinion is that pregnancy brain with your first child is the worst. I feel like it hasn't
been
as
bad.
I don't feel like it's as bad. But then I really started to second guess it. I thought about that earlier today. I was like, oh yeah, that's definitely it. Because I don't feel like I have a ton of moments where I'm like, what is it? But then I realized, I said, I think my starting place was lower this time. So maybe the gap doesn't feel as big.
What? How would you define pregnancy brain?
You just like, you're kind of like forgetful and you can't like recall things.
Okay.
So
you bring up a lot of things I do from weeks ago. Uh-huh. You recall that really well.
Yeah. We can recall important things like that, but certain names, I feel like names of things is a big one. I feel like people, I've had other friends be like, what is that name of that thing? It's just like, it's gone.
Crudite.
Crudite.
Good job.
Oh, who's that?
Okay.
Thomas played with my like clock app this morning, and I've had some random timers going off all day. So,
that's the best. Katie's official email, the sign was like a cartoon bass fish. She said somehow our son changed it to that.
He like screenshot it.
Katie, this is humiliating.
Who did that?
I was like,
it did.
It did, yeah. But yeah, but then I was like, well, maybe it's just because like before I was starting at a really high level of like IQ and like being with it. And then I got pregnant and it was like a big drop.
Biomedical engineer. Mm-hmm. And now you count on your fingers.
Yeah. So I think that's probably the issue is that I think that the level, the starting place is much different. I mean, that's shocking.
You go, people go, Georgia Tech, wow, she really smart. And you look over and she hasn't showered in days. She's going,
I mean, I think I've said this on the podcast before.
She had like planning out the week. It'll be like, we're going out to dinner Wednesday, and she writes down
having to do
dinner Wednesday.
Yeah, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's Thursday. We'll go on Thursday.
Legitimately, me when I'm like figuring out how many
days
month
in
it
the month. January, February, March, April, May. Do the knuckles.
Oh, that's definitely.
Oh, you take a left.
She doesn't know left from. She doesn't know left from right anymore.
Not a Georgia Tech thing.
I'm like scratching my back. Go to the right. Oh. And I'm like, I'm not. I don't really. I don't go, ha, funny. I go, let's sit down and have a chat.
Gosh, yeah, what else is there?
Perfect in every way, but she doesn't know left from right. That's real. It's true. You guys give up so much.
Yeah, so anyways.
You're heroes.
I thought that was hardest the correct opinion, the and then I, kind of as I was like saying it and thinking about it, I was like, maybe it's just a worse starting place.
Fair. They zaps a lot, and then you're kind of, is being a mom the hardest job in the world? Of all the jobs on the whole planet, is it the hardest job in the world?
I think
I'd like to ask a mother.
I think hardest is a little too not blank, not it's a little too oh no.
I think we got our answer.
Poor girl's a vegetable over here from having two kids. It takes a toll. She's like an ice road trucker.
Prisoner of war. What was the experience like?
It was like a gosh.
It's not specific enough. It's not specific enough. It's too broad. Too broad.
Yeah, if you ask like, you know, an oil rigger or something, what's hard about your job? He'd look at, man, it's hard work, you know. Uh-huh. What's it like being a mom? She's like, I think
you know, you try to
blank.
You try to always do the left thing, or try to always do the right thing. So yeah. You get this backwards.
Oh, it's tough.
I mean, it's not like I'm like performing life saving surgery. Like, it's not requiring that part of my brain.
You think like a cardio doc?
This is a tough look for moms who are surgeons. You walk in, you. All right, you're just spleen, right? Spleen? No.
Something was...
My knee hurts. Okay.
Why was I looking at I know spleen that. This morning? Gosh.
I do think that
I'm going to do the right... Which knee is it?
That's why they have you draw on it. You got to make sure it's the right one. But I do think that it helps that they're having constant information coming into their brain. That's why I think recently I was like, I need some... Like, moms who are like doctors or something like that.
Gotcha,
they're leaving the house and getting... other information, okay, stay-at-home moms, and stimulation.
Getting input.
I'm getting no other, like, you know.
Like a mole person where you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, that's why I think recently I was like, I need to, like, read something that's
in conflict with Iran.
Yeah.
I did know that fact, but that's all I knew.
Okay. That's pretty.
But also it's like,
I do think a Mahjong lesson would help you out a little bit. That's a lot of sensory input, although could be discouraging. You're sitting at a table. This friend gets it. This friend gets it. You're sitting there going, I don't get it. I'll just go back home.
This is a business opportunity. We start like a Mahjong night with like a quick breakdown of current events. You know, all right, stay-at-home moms. We know you know nothing. Thank you for your service. Sit down. Enjoy a little game.
Here's like a 2026 recap.
Yeah, does
Tehran's
anyone,
on fire.
Maybe that's a good idea. You know, like NPR recap, but like for stay-at-home moms who don't want all of the negative information.
I was going to say that was The View, but
okay. Just not too much.
The View got,
but
got
not,
off.
Not too, because that's the issue, is I'm not in a place where I really want to read about like super horrific things.
Yeah.
It's just not, it's not going to help me. I'm not going to be able to change it. So I could maybe just do like a quick, like, this is what's going on in the world. This is what you need to know and can move on with your life.
Okay.
I was with my in-laws.
That could be a new segment, maybe like news for moms.
Yeah. Mom news.
Yeah. Mom news. Yeah.
That should be a new segment.
Uh-huh.
I'll make a graphic.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. That'll be good. Yeah.
Okay. So I need to read the news now to do
U.S.
that.
And Iran are in a little bit of a fight. They're in a little argument, kind of like that. And then we move on to like, and then.
Why are we talking like a baby?
Okay. Sorry. That's right. That's demeaning. It's like when you someone, a Mexican who can speak English, you go, do you beans?
Hungry. All right, I have a correct opinion.
Yeah.
Something entered our lives, like everyone's lives, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago or so. Kind of comes up out of nowhere. You go, what is this? I've reached my breaking point with it. I'm talking about a little thing called the pass key. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. What is it?
I don't get it.
I just X out of it. What is that?
I hate it. I don't know what the point of it is. And I'm a pretty technological guy. I like most of it. I'm an early adopter of most of it. I don't understand the pass
here,
key.
Here, yeah. And you know, I'll do one better. This is trying to visit a website or sign into a website. I'll be the website. You're just trying. Okay. So just like in there.
Let's see. I'm trying to see if there's a pickleball tournament in Arkansas since I'm going to be
down
there.
Pass key? Pass key? No thanks. Yes. No thanks. Cookies. Just, reject all. Some? All just, of them. Just, you want all the cookies?
That's fine. That's
add,
fine.
Add. Pop-up ad. Pop-up ad.
Oh, I can't skip yet.
Oh, you searched a workout thing one time.
Okay.
Here's 95 weight things you can buy.
Okay. Get into the middle.
Okay. We really want to know if you want to accept the cookies or not.
Or yeah. Reject necessary. Or no. Oh, now there's another. Yeah. Okay. No, not this one. Not this
pass key.
One.
It's almost on. I can hardly visit websites now.
What's a pass key? It's not just a pop up, but it's a pop up with a non skippable ad. Or you have to wait 8 seconds for it. Give me that X immediately, or I'm getting out of there. The pass key is something I feel like maybe it's just on Google Chrome. I don't know what it is, but like I'll visit a site on my phone, and it's like, we need you to re sign in. That's another thing. I've never not clicked remember me. You know, like there's a little box you can check.
Remember me doesn't work.
I've clicked that box on every website I've ever visited since 2008.
Remember this device. Oh, you know.
Well, we'll send you a text. It's been 45 minutes. We're going to need you to re-sign in.
Put in the 8-digit code. We're going to text you. This will work. And then every time it makes you do it again.
So it's sites like that where you're like, it's not that important. But for whatever reason, I do have a... I feel like recently it was like Epidemic Sound, like this like music library database. And it was like, you need to re-sign in. Okay, Google. Okay, FridayPickleball@gmail. And it goes, would you like to use Passkey? And then it starts doing like the Face ID things. I'm like, oh, I guess that's what Passkey is. Great. And it goes, okay, you've selected Passkey. Here's a QR code. Scan it with a different device. I go, I'm on my phone. What am I going to pull out my laptop camera?
My second phone.
Scan the Passkey there. We're in. What kind of psycho? Don't show me a QR code on my phone to get in somewhere. They've messed up and they've lost me. I'm going Amish.
Like the tickets. I wish I could just have a ticket. They go, send me a ticket. Get on the app. I go, it was like a passkey. You know, read my face. They go, incorrect. I go, well, how? When I saved an incorrect one. So I have to reset password. Like, oh, you're in. They're like, now set another new password. And then you type it like, well, it can't be one of the seven you've already used for when we make you do this every time. And I get, I mean, it was 5 full minutes on my phone to get, just finally get the ticket. It's just a,
I have a desktop computer at home. It is a Mac, but the keyboard is just a normal keyboard. There's no fingerprint on it. And I have to use like an external monitor. You know, I use an LG monitor. So there's no Face ID or anything on that. So whenever I go to sign into something like a bank or whatever, it's like, we need your passkey. And, you know, I'm like, I have nothing biometric to give you. And it goes, sorry, I guess don't look at your bank.
Yeah.
Like we've gotten to that point where if you don't have biometrics on your computer, I don't know what you do. You have to go visit the bank now.
Maybe that's what we need.
Full circle.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah. Eva's favorite song right now. Row, row, row your boat. Mm-hmm. You know, if you, I didn't know some of these alternate words of these songs. If you see a crocodile, don't forget to scream.
Yeah.
And then she goes, ah! Mm-hmm.
Does it rhyme with boat?
Well, that gently down the stream.
Okay, yeah, okay, don't okay, 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 got it, got it.
Gently to the shore. If you see a lion, don't forget to roar. She goes, rah! and I think a lot of people out there, their favorite song should be Row, Row, Row.
They are doing a lot of row, row, rowing.
GLP gently to their website to get a deal. And that's a proud sponsor. Row, and I think that was a seamless transition. To that.
Row, row your bod.
Bod gently to the side. If you want some GLPs, they'll get you a good deal
tonight.
Tonight.
Wow. Yeah, there you go. They need to hire you guys for a jingle.
Rawr!
Row offers the lowest cost GLP-1s, whether you're using insurance or paying cash. We know this is, you know, GLPs are everywhere. They're helping people. So if y'all are interested, Row can help you out. After your first online visit, if you're eligible for treatment, you can expect to start your medication in less than a week if paying cash, or about 2 weeks if using insurance. So go to row.co/correctopinions to see if you're eligible for the new GLP-1 pill on Row. That is right, folks. They got a pill now, and Row can hook you up. That is ro.co/correctopinions to get started on Row. Go to row.co/safety, row.co/safety for boxed warning and full safety information about GLP-1 medication. We're going to visit some family. We go down to Oklahoma. Got the special taping. Excited. And it's honestly, you know what's nice? Now if we go visit my parents, your parents, my sibling, they got Lola blankets in the living room. Because that's what we give everyone. So yeah.
It's a great gift.
Next time we got to give you something, we'll give you that. Well, you already have some. I'll give you another.
Give me more.
And give me more. And Lola blankets is our go-to gift for any occasion. It always works. Just a great, great, high-quality blanket. Yeah. Kate and I love to. We got one for every occasion. We got a big, big, huge, heavy one that when we go out our back patio and it's a little bit too cold. Boom. We had a nice smaller one for the kids to mess with.
Oh, yeah. The kids love them.
We had a beautiful checkered one. Looks nice in the guest room.
Yep.
They have so many colors, shapes, anything you need. They have over 20,000 five-star reviews. Thousands of people gift them, love them, talk about it. You name it. So go now. We have a great deal for y'all. Lola Blankets. You get 40% off right now. Are you serious? 40%.
That's really
off.
Good.
That's a good amount.
You just use code CORRECTOPINIONS at checkout. All right. So for a limited time, you go to lolablankets.com, use code CORRECTOPINIONS, all one word, no space, 40% off. And after you purchase, support us, let them know we sent you, please, and wrap yourself in luxury with Lola Blankets. Lolablankets.com, use code CORRECTOPINIONS for 40% off.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Dude, I am going to have to visit the bank. I was looking through old mail last night.
The bank's crazy.
I'd realize, you know, it's just tax season. We're getting all sorts of 1099s. And so I've kind of let it pile up. But let it pile up more than I thought. I find something from October that looks pretty official. Tear it open. I received a refund from my taxes last year that have been sent to like an LLC that I have now shut down. So I don't know what to do about that. Like, oh, cool. Money that belongs to no one. So I literally am going to have to go visit a bank and just like, sorry. Yeah. I'm a barely functional adult who doesn't open his mail. Hmm. I'm going to look him in the eyes
the
and say that.
The mail really gets me. I get it. Uh-huh.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it does it too. It's like, I don't have time to sit and look through this right now. So you put it to the side and all of a sudden
I'd rather do like a power hour one night.
Yes.
Crank it out. 98 magazines we get from all the cookies you've been getting.
The
cookies are good.
I always reject.
Definitely not. We get so many. They've gotten our address, not from me.
Anyway.
The first time that happened, it kind of freaked me out. And now I'm kind of like, good for you guys. You visit a site and then you get their catalog.
Right.
It's kind of crazy.
It is.
And you're kind of like, we are killing so many trees for no reason. No one is looking at this.
You've always been a big tree girl.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is true.
And yeah, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I don't think I've looked at that in 3 weeks, actually. I think that I need to actually look through
more trees on Earth than stars in this Milky Way galaxy.
No shot.
Yeah, it's one of those fun facts. Blows the mind, Derek.
More trees on Earth than the stars in the galaxy?
Not in our Milky Way galaxy.
In the
universe, in our galaxy. More.
Wait, does
more
our galaxy only have on the one star? No. I've seen more than one tree just today, actually. I've seen more than one tree.
No, what is it? I'm not making, what is it, Derek?
Maybe we only do have the one star.
Internet's spinning right now.
What is
How about grains of sand? There's a lot of those.
There's more stars in the universe than grains in the sand. That's the one. But the
yes.
Okay.
But there's
that's impressive.
Again, I think we made the internet mad by talking down on it. Nothing's loading right now.
The universe.
Nothing's loading.
The Milky Way. What's the Milky Way galaxy? Is that all the planets?
That's shape. That spiral shape.
Yep. I'm confused by the stars.
Is
your net working?
Oh yeah, you're right. The Wi-Fi is down.
Yeah,
the Wi-Fi is down.
I'm one.
I'm officially done with Google Fiber. Screw you, Google Fiber.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so done.
It's
more than
bad.
3 trillion trees on Earth, and there's estimated like several hundred billion stars.
So it's a tight race.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's trillion over billion, but it is. That feels like a lot of trees. Trillion is up there.
Yeah. That's one of those crazy facts.
So we're fine crazy on the like facts. The magazine front. We have a lot
True.
Of trees.
That's why I brought it up.
Oh,
sorry, okay. I cut you off though with a space fact.
Oh.
Did you say something? You ever heard of the birthday paradox?
The birthday
now that
paradox.
Is crazy.
You
that makes 23 no sense.
People in a room, 50-50 chance, same birthday. I think it's something like 50 people in a room, 99% chance sharing a birthday. Math. I'd bring that up recently because I'm sure you start to have all these babies and stuff, and then people are like, I can't because my next child's birthday is almost the same birthday as my mom. And then, you know, you start to do a lot of these and you go, isn't that crazy? And I go, and then I like to go, well, according to the birthday paradox, it's actually more likely than not that someone in here is going to share a birthday.
You go, I was in the spaceship under the closet the other day doing some reading and...
I was in the closet.
Do you actually work in there? Like when you come down here and you say you're working, do you go in there and work?
If I have a writer's block, I'll go to Mars.
You take your laptop and you kind of do the steering wheel and you're like, going to Mars. And
Dude, some of the, you know, the co-founders with Friday we work with, they previously had like a protein, like energy bar company. And they said, one of their customers actually came to them and had this like fun, like marketing idea. Like you guys should do a thing called like Bars to Mars, where customers are encouraged to like go explore and take selfies with the bars that they sell at like elevation when they're hiking, whatever. And then we will add up the elevation and try to get the Verb bars all the way to Mars. Like, oh, that could be fun and push it. Mm. And then 10 seconds later, they were like, how far away is Mars? I mean, it's like an impossible distance to ever.
Come on, guys, keep trying. We need another million of you to climb Everest.
That the math was like more people than are on Earth would all have to climb Mount Everest and take a picture with the Verb bar. I mean, it was like, if 9 billion people climb Everest, then we're good.
That person didn't fully process that thought.
But like people very quickly, it passes the 2 second test.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Bars to Mars. That's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yeah, Mars is pretty far. We can't really see it most days.
Bars to Mars. Like, oh, guys, we've done the math all wrong. I just thought of this. How many people would it take to fill up the Grand Canyon with urine? Any guesses? The volume of the Grand Canyon is 4 trillion cubic meters. There are 8 billion people on the planet.
We each kick in about a
this guy does
10
math.
To 20 billion.
Said, but for our, for example, here, we'll include people over 15 years of age because the younger people, the urine is hardly any. It's not enough to move the needle. So we'll say 6.5 billion. We're going to need a bunch of liters of urine, like a number I can't even pronounce.
Okay.
It would take 458,000 days of everyone on Earth peeing in the Grand Canyon.
458,000.
What else you guys want to talk about?
Days.
Yeah, these are such good facts to have in our brain. Really mm-hmm. useful. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, well, you have now. You have at least three.
This could be my fun talking points.
Mm-hmm. What do you talk about with other moms?
Yeah. What are your talking points like, right now?
They're just kind of stare at each other and drool. What other moms, stay-at-home moms, talk about? They just go
milk.
I mean, when I'm going out for like a girls' night, we kind of try to say like, let's not talk about our kids.
Good for you.
Or we'll kind of set like, okay, let's talk about our kids for a few minutes and then let's move on.
Talk about like hot guys or something.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We're like,
guys locker room.
We're all like pulling up pictures. Have you seen my great-great-granddad? Oh my gosh. And
do girls do that? Do moms do that? Like, see that weight over there?
I do. I feel like there's a certain type of girl who, I don't know, not everyone does it. My friend group doesn't really do it, but you know those moms growing up with you that kind of like, they'd be like, oh yeah, that singer, he's so hot. You know those moms, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, it's not everyone. So no, we do not check out a lot of the other men when we're sitting there as a bunch of married women. We don't do that.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
I feel like women like to talk about like other women's outfits in like a good way. Like, look at her skirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at her shirt.
Yeah, we do. Sometimes there's, you know, some mention of the husbands and maybe something they did that was dumb.
Oh boy.
But we really try to keep that on to a minimum. It has to be.
We really try to reduce that.
Oh, we're trying.
It really has to be something pretty dumb for us to like bring it up. And I always come back and tell Trey what I said. So it's not like
they're not dragging us. It's funny stuff.
I'm not
like
talking bad behind his back.
I told him to get the milk. He forgot the milk.
Yeah, I'm not like bashing him and then coming home. If I do bash him at all, I come home and tell him. So it's fair. Fine. Okay. Yeah.
Well,
what about his phone case? Have you bashed him?
I did. I have a clear one on the way. I want to be clear about that. I did. I got to L.A. By the way, everyone on the crew on tour made fun of me the moment they saw this.
Good.
Yeah, wait, where are you? You're performing in L.A. this past week?
Yep. Sat out in L.A. Had a lot of time to kill because the way it worked out is it was an early flight. You land at like 9 a.m. I go get breakfast in L.A., sit down. First guy sees a gay guy and he has a literal, I think the, I'm not kidding, the exact same but a neon green case.
That's not
shocker.
He also loves laser tag.
He used to sit brunch by me. Like, you know, it takes like that. And I go, wow. No. They were right. And that's okay. But I just don't need people thinking I'm gay. I already got that enough. Okay. So I don't need this case. So I'm gonna get a clear one because I do, and I'm enjoying the handle. Thank you. Now let's wrap this episode up because Katie has to spar with Rocky after this.
That's bad. Good.
No, yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You gotta run up those steps in Philly.
Yeah, come on. Training camp. You got this.
Apollo
you ever,
Creed.
You ever watched the Rockies?
You've been to the Rockies.
I've watched them all slowly over time over cable television through my childhood.
I watched like, evens then odds. It was confusing.
I feel like I've seen parts of several of them. I've never sat down and watched the full movie.
It's unreal, man. I even at a young age, I remember thinking, who's in charge of shooting the boxing sequences? Because they just eat. I mean, it's unbelievable. Just pummeling each other's head in. I go, have they watched boxing before? They make this look.
There should be more defense.
What was the epidemic of 90s film and TV sports where you'd watch it and they go, have they watched a basketball game?
It was really rough for our childhoods. Yeah, they're just not even following the rules.
I mean, the most famous, the Disney Channel movie where the girl is like,
double shuffling
team,
her
doing the move and just traveling, and and like she throws behind the back pass, but like part of the sequence is the girl like barely catches it out of bounds. I'm like, I don't know. She just throws a really bad pass.
I wouldn't. Yeah, coach is not gonna like that.
I mean, they just weren't asking anyone who knew.
I've thought of this before. It's one of my dream scenarios if I can ever get on a set of a sports thing and to go, hey, real quick, I know I'm just kind of I'm in the background here. What sport are we playing? Like, this isn't.
Do you guys care at all what it looks like to the athletes watching? Because if so, we need to change up a few
unbelievable things.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
It's crazy that to be that successful in film and TV, you have to be that big of a dork. You never played sports. No, this whole production, there's dozens and dozens of people. Not one person raised their hand. Like, I don't know if she should do the move with the feet. You watch Zac Efron play basketball, dude?
He gets, from what I remember, I think he gets really low to dribble. You know, like he's hunched. Whatever it was, I remember at the time being like, he's not even that good. Yeah. Why are the girls at my school obsessed with him? Not even that good at basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that's how like doctor shows are too, right? It's like if a real doctor watches a doctor show, they're like,
that's a good point.
They don't know
what are they doing?
I heard I watched one of those videos, like YouTube videos of like doctor breaks down the most accurate, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know the medical world. What are they doing wrong?
I think House was pretty accurate, right? You ever watch House?
Yeah, we did like House, but you know, just like the way that they would, you know, the protocol in which they would like check things, or like you wouldn't check that before you check that, or you just like it's
your
like
order
little
of operations
stuff.
Is around.
Yeah, order of operations and like stuff like that, I think is the main.
Like they're being like funny, like none of us do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're being like, yeah.
Yeah. But I do think now, I feel like I've seen on several like movies or shows these days where at the end it shows like, you know, and thanks for the, you know, expert in whatever, or like it kind of, there's some sort of like mention,
like acknowledgement.
Acknowledgement
like,
that
like
we.
Like I see that in books. It's like, I'm a fiction writer, but this book is about archaeology. So like, shout out to like my helper, my archie.
Yeah, clearly they never just hire some dude who knows ball. Be like, walk us through some of these basketball things.
Yeah.
I know it was like a Christmas Lifetime movie, but we did a video reacting to the pickleball Lifetime movie. And even that was like, it's like the fastest growing sport in America. And like no one on set knows the rules, I guess.
Not one person be like, let me call my grandpa's really fast. Like it'd be so easy.
Yeah, just to get some fundamental parts of the game right, you know, and they still messed him up. It's like, I mean, maybe
were they in the kitchen?
That was it. It was like,
that simple.
Like the first rule you learn, the most unique aspect of the sport.
That's like basketball, they're like not even dribbling. I mean, pickleball, there's like two rules. Don't step in the kitchen. And the other lines you have to be in. Like, I don't.
It was great because it's like this, the female is like, oh, so the tennis player wants to learn pickleball. And he's like, yeah, I'm this tennis bro, whatever. She explains to him the rules of the kitchen. And then two scenes later, they're just in there breaking all the rules. I mean, it was like, if I sat you down really to explain basketball to you. And then the next scene, I'm shooting the ball with my feet.
You just kick the heck out of it. Like, yeah.
What'd you do the last scene?
And the most important part of basketball, no kicking. Just blast it with their foot. Do you know the rules of basketball?
Not all of them, no.
Do you know you can't kick?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
Yeah.
What happens if you kick it?
Time out. That's what happens in our house. Kicking gets time out, yeah.
A jump ball can mean two different things. What are the two things it can mean?
You jumped up and scored.
Jumped up and scored. There's one.
Or you jumped up and grabbed the ball in the air.
Jumped up and grabbed.
Jump ball. Nice jump ball. It's when the two of both players.
You see Bam Adebayo? Yeah, like he had a triple double in jump balls.
Last he had at least 11 jump balls. Then both guys grab it at once and they're fighting over it.
You say, whoa, stop.
Hey, stop.
Jump ball.
Kind of like when our kids fight over toy. You jump ball.
That's jump ball.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're doing jump ball. That's all right.
It's a bad name.
Well, it's because in like the NBA, they would literally do a jump ball where the referee tosses it up and two guys try to tip it their way.
Mm.
But at the amateur level, they just say, who got it last time?
What is this? The ref makes this motion. What does this mean? I can do it one more time. What is that infraction? And that's real. I'm not making that up.
That's real.
I
thought you were joking at first. And I realized, that is a basketball thing.
Pushed. It's a foul.
Not really? A terrible. Yes. It's one blocking word. It's one foul. Syllable. Yeah, block.
Blocking foul.
You got in their way as they drove to the basket incorrectly.
Okay.
And the refs go, and you sometimes get a ref that's really into it. They go, oh, they really.
Knee comes up.
Yeah, wow. Knee. You get like a knee and a big elbow for the opposite.
Yeah.
Go on down. It looked like Spider-Man.
Yeah, a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah, we know sports stuff. I'm going to be honest, cool. Football, I never grew up playing football. I played 1 year, whatever. But there's still quite a few flag, a legal formation. Couldn't tell you what that is. I know Derek knows. He played.
They like to talk about.
I don't know all of the things.
The neutral zone.
Yeah, that one's tricky.
Their positive zone? Negative zone?
A legal formation can be a million things.
You can't have too many people on the line.
Or, yeah, like your eligible receiver has to cover up the linemen.
Yeah.
But it is a little. Sometimes those commentators, they know right away.
Oh, yeah.
We got a flag down. It's probably legal formation.
Yeah, I missed that. But it's fun when you know a sport like that because basketball, I go, oh, yeah. And you know those really rules no one knows. You got to be like, yeah. But it's funny when I went to a Chiefs game in LA. We were in a suite. We got hooked up. We know for all these like LA. And they were saying stuff. You realize so many people, especially probably in LA and NFL more. So many people, you don't have a clue what you're watching.
It's impressive you spent money to be here.
Yeah. They'd be like, no, no, no. They're arguing stuff that's like everyone knows. Like he kicked a kickoff out of bounds. There's like flag. You go, oh, that's a pretty state. You can't, the kickoff can't just go out of bounds. Got to be inbounds. And they're like, yeah, I think, what was it? I think he, maybe a guy, did someone get shoved? I mean, they had no idea what was happening. And then they came to a conclusion of like, because it's so loud, they didn't really listen to the result, but they came to a conclusion of what the flag was that was wrong.
Like, jump ball.
Oh, yeah, jump ball. Yeah, jump ball. No, I think he has to punt it now or something. And you go, why is he here?
That is maybe the worst archetype of person to have like at a sports viewing party, like in a living room, the person who like doesn't know, but loudly doesn't know, vocally doesn't know. It's really too bad.
And they cheer at the wrong moment, almost. You go, oh my gosh.
They're not quiet in their ignorance.
What's happening? They're bad. Why are you cheering?
Yeah, it's too bad.
Even the simple, did they make the field goal or not? I go, just look what did the officials do this or this? And then the officials just doing this. And everyone's like, woo, he made it. I go, I want you at the watch parties. Because I love your presence.
I don't say anything.
Yeah, right. And that's great.
That is.
Yeah, I just.
That's how I am. When I visit the fine arts, I stay quiet.
I love it. She doesn't speak up till the very end if our team loses and we're all really bummed. She goes, this doesn't even matter. It's not a big deal.
That's what you spent 3 hours on? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's fun to have someone at the end say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to keep it real. keep it real around here.
Okay, well, we'll wrap it up here for you to Patreon. I got shout out Kansas City. We're going to sell out that little pop-up show, so thank you.
Oh, great.
Be fun.
So that'll be super fun. Working on some new material, doing crowd work, see what happens.
What is it? It's April 29th?
Yep. And then tour on the home stretch. Got like 10 cities left or something like
wild.
That. Taping the special.
Wow.
In Oklahoma City, 2 shows. Get those tickets before they're gone. Derek's, it's going to be sick. He's got this LED wall. It's going to be on stage and just.
We like that.
Oh, we're going to. I can't say it on the public episode, but I have some info, hopefully where the special might go. I'll say it on Patreon.
Oh, that's great.
And, you know, we give all the dirty deets on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/TreyKenny. Thank you to the super recties. I meet so many of y'all on the road. It means the world. And shout out to the BYU girl who got me in the game, who also, she was there with her mom, and she's like, my mom applied for your nanny role. She was like, yeah, I applied.
Kind of a Mrs. Doubtfire situation.
Yeah. He goes, wow.
Huh. Better luck next time. Mars is currently 217 million miles away, by the way.
Yeah.
That's a lot of protein bars. Yeah, a lot of, whoa.
Millions of miles.
Guys, we got to dream big. We got to dream big. We're going to need everyone on the planet to have 5 of these. We can do it.
5 of these on Mount Everest.
On Mount Everest, yeah.
Photograph it.
Yeah.
Come on, sales team. Let's kick it in gear. It's Q4.
Do you guys ever want to climb Mount Everest? Is that on your bucket list?
No.
I think I Google searched Mount Kilimanjaro one time.
Okay.
Everest, I have no interest in. But I feel like I read some Reddit comment one time that's like, Kilimanjaro is easier than you think.
Yeah.
And I spent 2 minutes researching it and thought, I'm good.
No, what
I've accomplished plenty at sea level.
I just had a very clear vision and goal of my future.
Okay, what
I was
is
on
it?
The toilet, scrolling.
Star-shaped.
Exactly. Not to be on there too long. Great callback. And the space thing. It's going to help him potty train. And I watched this TikTok of a woman who's like a woman who lives out in this beautiful by the ocean estate. They farm everything. They catch stuff in the ocean. They cook food. I go, you know what? I clear as day. That's going to be my retirement. Whether it's part-time or full-time, I'm going to live on a beautiful plot of land. I'm going to till the land. And
just a quick...
dream. Let me get through my dream.
No, I just
before it's a dream. I can flick you out to sea in this dream.
There's just like one word I was curious. Is this like my, like yours, or is it like ours? Because that's a big difference.
Let me talk, and I bet you might like what you hear, Blondie. I saw, by the way, you have lightning shampoo, which I don't... What's that going to do to my hair?
Be careful.
She's in charge of the shampoos, obviously. I don't care. I guess you want to get blonder. Can I use that shampoo?
Yeah, it'll be fine. It probably doesn't work anyways.
Okay.
Sick.
Garden. By the water. And I love to cook. I love to host. And I have this vision.
What kind of water? Where are you? Lake? Oh, pond?
Ocean? Most likely ocean would be nice. Or but sea. We could do a certain type of nice lake.
You're like homesteading on the ocean.
Not homesteading, let me be clear. Okay, weird, crunchy. But in a hobby of gardening and you know, plucking your own produce. Mm-hmm. And I love to cook. I love to host. So I'd be like, hey, come on in, man. We got this. We caught this beautiful fish. I've dressed it out. I cooked it with these tomatoes we cut. I have a glass of wine. And that was what I'll spend my day doing because I'll have nothing else to do.
And I think Katie will look after it.
It'll be a beautiful property that people would love to come to.
Yeah.
And that. I just cleared it clear as day to me. That's what I want. Do you want to be part of that? Do you want to fight back on that? Is that that awful? Sit around while I give you delicious meals?
Yeah, what was
Is
that
like a bummer to you?
Yeah, a huge bummer.
That's what I thought. You'd be by the sea on a beautiful property getting fed organic meals. In or out?
In.
That's what I thought. That's why. And I had you in mind during it.
What city by the sea? How close is Greenville? Problem.
In my head, it's probably a seasonal. Hey, you know,
summer.
You
in
know,
Maine.
Mom and Dad. You know,
it does feel like a Gigi northeast
and Pops,
vibe.
They live in
Cape Cod in the summer and Tulsa in the winter.
It does feel
a lot
like
of people do both those
northeast vibe. That was what it sounds like.
Yeah, I have to take care of this. I have to take advantage of the seasons, the beautiful weather, and the gardening, and then we're going to have to spend winters in Kansas.
Huh. Mm-hmm. I did. It kind of sounds
horrible
like
half the year, but that other half would be beautiful.
The show, the recent show where it was really popular, where they like had the summer house.
There was a big one called Summer House.
Summer House?
Paige DeSorbo was on a show called Summer House.
No.
And this story reminds you of a reality show?
It's not a reality show. It's like a TV show. It's not a reality show. It's like they go to this house in the summer every year growing up, and that's where she falls in love with it. There's two brothers, and she's falling in love between the two.
Menendez brothers?
There will be... People will know. They'll comment back. They will know. And...
is it a recent show?
Brothers in the Sun.
Very Dakota recent. Fanning?
Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor. Two brothers. That's good.
Dahmer.
Those two brothers.
But yeah, what are your thoughts on that? It's like if you leave and go, like if we took our kids every summer to a different house.
People do that.
Yeah, would our kids, like in this show, they romanticize it, right? Like every summer we get to go live with our friends. Like it's like two, like these two moms mostly bring their kids because the dads are like kind of in and out working. And
I had a buddy growing up who they would spend the summer up in the Northeast. We're from Oklahoma. I remember every summer we're kind of like, well, our best buddy Steven's gone all summer.
Right. Is that like
a bummer for us? I think he probably simultaneously bummed, but really liked it up there.
Yeah.
But I think you get him in early. You go, this is all you've ever known. You don't even know how awesome a summer is at home with your buddies.
Yeah. But your friends could come visit.
Huh?
Friends could come visit.
Yep. Well, this is retirement too. We won't is out there and dying.
Oh.
Love you guys. We're going to keep you on Patreon. Patreon.com/Trey Kennedy. Katie, send them off with a wise word of wisdom. Because you're a mom.
Make it galactic.
Galactic was not where I was going.
Oh, shoot. Just, yeah, whatever you want.
Just an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't spin that galactic?
And if you...
Say it, like a
shooting star a day.
A shooting star a day. If you see a shooting star a day, you will live forever because you're the luckiest person in the world.
Well, that was if you found a worm in your apple.
If I find a worm in my apple?
Yeah. You wouldn't mind a worm every now and then.
A protein or not?
You know, people eat worms. I would stop shopping at that grocery store. Yeah.
What? Are you hitting on me?
No.
All right. Patreon.com/Trey Kennedy. Love you guys. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything I say is the correct opinion.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.